A Christmas gift 4 years in the making. That's what we're talking about on this episode of Hope, Faith, and Infertility. It is brought to you by Rejoice Fertility in Knoxville, Tennessee. You can find out more about us at rejoicefertility.com. I'm your host, Mark Mellinger. At Rejoice Fertility, we say hope starts with a conversation. So that's why we're having a conversation today with a couple that I think is going to give you an awful lot of hope, Blakely and Dustin Ball, and they are the recipients into this Christmas gift that I was talking about. But I want to start here. Let's start at a harder place as we take a step back. Explain how infertility intruded into your lives, because this was a several year battle for you two.
Yeah, it sure was. It was about 4 years in the making. Dustin and I had dated 7 years before we got married, and we've been married almost five now. And so it was something that we knew that we wanted to have was, you know, a family. And so, you know, you grow up thinking, oh, you want, you know, the white picket fence, you want to get married, the dream. And you never think that you're going to be the one, you know, that has a problem getting pregnant. I had had some other health issues just along the way. I had had my thyroid removed right before we got married. And so all the doctors said, if you're going to have a problem getting pregnant, it's going to be because of your thyroid. So when we found out later on that it wasn't that, it just was a shock, you know. So you get your hopes up and you hope and you pray, you know, and you stay strong in each other. But each little step that came about, it just seemed like another obstacle in the way. We had seen many doctors. No one had diagnosed really what my problem was until we got to see Dr. Keenan at Rejoice. And he totally changed everything.
Well, and that's awesome. I mean, that's why we're here, is to talk about that. But give me an idea of how long this road was for you two, what all you had to go through. I think there are a lot of people out there listening who can relate.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were those people too. I think I told you before that we were listeners of your podcast while we were going through this journey, you know, so just getting information on, you know, from other people, it just means so much. And for us, you know, it started right after we had gotten married. And so I was seeing my OBGYN, and they just make you think that it's so easy, right? So they tell you, you know, you get married, you get pregnant, and then that's it. And so that's kind of what I was expecting. So I saw an OBGYN and she said, well, give it a year. So we gave it a year. And those of you listening, I know that you're going to probably hear the same thing too. It seems like kind of the gold standard to, you know, to give it a year and wait and see kind of what happens. So we were there, you know, so we gave it our year, and it's like, we had to sit back and reevaluate. Okay, well, why hasn't it happened? You know, why not us? So went to different doctors. I went to a different fertility clinic, and pretty much they just said IVF is your option. You know, and then they hand you this really big packet that says, here's this expense, and another big packet that says, these are the decisions you have to make. And those of you, you know, going, even trying to decide kind of what your fertility journey is, you know, when they hand you that information, it's the biggest decision really so far that you have had to make, besides getting married. You know, you have these life choices, like, you know, it's just so much more than what we anticipated. So we kind of took a step back and we prayed about it, you know, and so we were so discouraged, and all of our friends were getting pregnant so easily. And, you know, those of you too, obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, you're going through something with fertility, and even things like going to baby showers while you're so excited to, you know, to be there with them and cherish their joys as well with them. There's something that you kind of feel that's like, well, why not us? You know, and that's a real feeling. That's something that people don't really talk about, but you definitely feel it, and you just want it so bad for yourself. You know, and I think that our relationship grew stronger, and our faith, of course, grew stronger. But, you know, I think the best thing is I actually heard from Rejoice, from a friend who had gone through it herself. You know, so talk to people that have gone through it, and it's amazing the things that you learn. The doctors kind of, you know, to avoid, but I think more than anything, the emotional journey of it, of just thinking, okay, when is it going to be our time? Is it going to be our time? That's the hardest thing out of the 4 years, is just the if it's ever going to happen.
Did you ever give up hope, Dustin? I'll ask you a little bit about what this was like for you. I'll let you jump in here. I mean, it's not easy to be the man in this equation either, because you're disappointed yourself. You also feel like you want to be there for your wife. I mean, was there ever a time that you just felt like, man, I don't know, maybe it's not going to happen for us?
Yeah, there was actually several. I mean, it was like obstacle after obstacle after obstacle, and just seeing her go through like doctor appointment after doctor appointment, and then hearing the same thing over and over. It's just that coming from the man's point, you just got to stay strong, and you can't never like, because her hope is in you. And so, I mean, if you get down on it, then it's just, it's hard.
Because both of your hopes can sink in a case like that. That's excellent insight. So you guys did end up going the IVF path, right?
We did. Yeah, we were pretty much told that that was our only option. We didn't know really why we weren't getting pregnant. We hadn't seen a physician really that would, tell us the why. They just said they can't. So I thought, okay, well, it's probably my thyroid or some other issue that we have. So we went to another fertility clinic, and it was not as great of an experience, and they just said that this is what you have to do, and this is the only way. And so in our minds, we thought, okay, that's the only way. And it's a great way. It's a really great option. But I think we had made up in our minds that that's exactly how we were going to get our rainbow child was through IVF.
And the interesting thing is that's not how it happened. And thank goodness that a friend did tell you about Rejoice Fertility and Dr. Jeffrey Keenan. So talk about, unpack your experience here and what eventually turned things around.
Yeah, absolutely. So from the very first visit, it was a total game changer. Just the atmosphere of the office, you walk in and you feel like you're wanted there, and that even from the front office staff to the nursing staff, they just make you feel like you're so important. And so that was what was so different. Before, it was just almost like we were a nuisance, like, okay, oh gosh, Blakely and Dustin are back again about, harping about why they're not getting pregnant. And it's like, it's a total different experience there. And so meeting Dr. Keenan the very first time, he did an ultrasound and he said, oh, I know exactly what your problem is. Your tubes are blocked and you need surgery to unblock your tubes. And so we went from 4 years of struggle to what is wrong with us? Is it him? Is it me? We don't know. To one visit, just one walk in, and in the first 10 minutes, Dr. Keenan had said, this is a problem, but there's hope, and so he said, whether we can do surgery and we can clear your tubes or not, we go to IVF, there's a world of hope here, so I just think that all the time that we could have wasted, I know it's all in God's timing, of course, but it was just so refreshing. We walked out and it was like this huge weight had been lifted off of our shoulders.
And the, not only was the weight lifted, but you got pregnant.
Yeah, we actually, so the visit that we found out we were pregnant, we had gone in, and so I'd had my tubes cleared from Dr. Keenan, and we came in and I said, okay, we're ready to start IVF. I've had the surgery, we're still not pregnant, I'm ready to go. And then that very same time is when we had found out we had gotten pregnant on our own. And so the look on Dr. Keenan's face, I know it's like, that you have hope and you know that he has hope, but the fact that it actually happened like that beyond our expectations, I think we just all were like, how did this happen? It was just such a joyful time.
Well, tell me about Brighton. She arrived right around Christmas time.
She did. She came at 37 weeks. My water had actually broken that night. So why she was going to come early, because I'd had that surgery. We wanted to make sure that the uterus was intact since we had gotten pregnant shortly after. So we weren't going to have any kind of uterine rupture. So Dr. Keenan was very specific and kind in the fact that said, you are going to be released from fertility, but he had such great contact with my OBGYN, making sure that she knew exactly what protocol we needed to have, to have her at 37 weeks. So she was coming anyway. My water had broken. So that just, we say that that was our kind of pat on the back from God saying that she's not too early, she's right on time. You know, so that doesn't happen ever. We were at a hotel in Knoxville. We actually live in Johnson City, so we're about 2 hours away. So we just happened to be at the hotel ready to go when my water broke. So it was really amazing, and it was fast after that.
I love it. Well, congratulations. We're so happy for you too. And I guess what I faith is a big part of us and this podcast, as you know. And I guess my question for both of you would be, how were you integrating your faith into your life during all this? And what how did God shape you through it?
Yeah, that is, and I think that's the biggest thing really of the whole journey. You know, there was one verse that I just love, and I had kind of repeated to myself, and of course I'll let Dustin speak for himself, but it was Romans 12:12, and it's rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and constant in prayer. And so, interestingly enough, it's not really related to rejoice, but the hope and the aspect of that correlates so beautifully, you know. And so that to me was the verse. There was many times I'd go in the bathroom and just, you know, lose it. And so all of us have kind of had those moments, but the times where that happened, we talked more and talked with our family, and our family actually for a long time didn't know we were having any fertility issues, so we were kind of handling it ourselves. And so I would say that that to me brought my journey closer, you know, just with the hope, because I had, gosh, we've lived such blessed lives. It seems like things have been handed to us. You know, I had grown up competing in beauty pageants, and I was Miss Tennessee, and I was really competitive. And so that kind of was such a driver for all my life. It's like, okay, I see my friends, this is happening, this is not happening for me. What do I have to do to change to get there? You know, and then it just really kind of brought me down to earth and said, you know, this is something that we can't handle. And so really for the first time, I realized that it wasn't really on us anymore. You know, it was his step forward for us, whatever it may be. And so just kind of bringing me back down, saying, you know, you can do what you can, but ultimately it's not, you know, it's not our decision when and where. So that for me has been such a blessing.
No, that's great. You submitted to what he had for your life, and that's ultimately what we all do. It's such a test of faith, but it does grow us closer to him. Dustin, what would you say about how this shaped your faith and how you appropriated your faith during what was a hard journey? And I'm glad you brought up the Miss Tennessee thing lately. I wasn't going to bring it up because I wasn't sure if you'd be comfortable, but you did, and you both said you life had been, fairly easy up until now. This time it got hard. So Dustin, it was a test of your faith too. How did you see yourself employing your faith and growing closer to God?
Well, I mean, just like being a human, everybody gets discouraged. And like, I mean, and like she said, it wasn't just like an overnight thing. I mean, there was a lot of time, there was a lot of prayer, a whole lot of fasting. A lot can I'm like I'm trying to figure out how to say this.
Take your time. There's no
When
rush.
you're trying to reach him, when you're trying to reach the man, I mean, sometimes you just have to get down. And I mean, it was hard. I mean, you got to give up some things. You got to, I mean, it's just, I you really don't understand, like, when people talk about it, unless you go through it yourself.
Is there any
But
advice you'd have for others who are going through this, Dustin, especially if they're Christian believers? Any encouragement that you've had for people who have been or who are going to be and maybe are where you were? I mean, this hit you deep.
yeah, I would say that just don't give up. He can hear you, whether sometimes you think that he can't. He's always listening, and I mean it's all in his timing. So I mean, just don't give up and don't lose faith.
He has good for you and you can trust him with the bigger picture, but it's easy to say that when you're not going through
Yes.
the trial, right? It sounds to me like you two really discovered that experientially through this.
Yeah, I would say we were pretty numb to that. You know, we had heard people go through it, and it seems like now you don't hear about people having these problems until you bring it up, or social media has kind of brought these things to light, whereas it was kind of hidden in the shadows, which I think is wonderful. And that's something that, we've done too, is made sure, I've posted my experience and made a whole video about it, for people to watch. You guys can definitely check that out too. But it's just kind of been hidden, and to see it being so easily for people, and then now recognizing people that have gone through what we've gone through, it changes your life. Having gone through something that, like you said, kind of sends you to your knees, it's a totally different outlook on everything. So I think his advice is really good, but I think more so than anything, to seek out someone that has been through it, because only they will understand. Your parents, while we love and adore them so much, they don't understand if they haven't gone through it. So that is such real, a good piece of advice that he gave.
And he gives us other people for that reason. He doesn't mean us to
Yes.
be lone rangers. Yes, we have his presence, but he also communicates that presence and his goodness through others. And you experience that. I love it. Well, congratulations again on Brighton. We are so happy for you two, and would love to see her in person at some point. So we'll look forward to you. I know it's a drive, but stop by when you can.
We sure will. Thank you so
No,
much.
thank
She's
you.
our biggest blessing. We thank you all so much for everything.
Blakely and Dustin, we really appreciate you sharing your story of faith, and we're so glad that the conclusion God brought you to. Hey, if you have if you're struggling at all with infertility or anything in that realm, our medical director, Dr. John Gordon, does offer free 15-minute consultations. You can easily sign up for one of those by going to our website, which is rejoicefertility.com. Again, it's rejoicefertility.com. I'm Mark Mellinger, thanking you for joining us for this episode of Hope, Faith, and Infertility.